I used that song once in an early sermon to ask, why can't every day be like Thanksgiving, where all the hungry are fed and the tables are always welcoming? In the Synoptic Gospels, when Jesus said to his disciples, after the people had been listening for a long time, he said, you give them something to eat. For Christ followers, every day should be just like Thanksgiving. And a gentleman you've probably seen in some old movies named Red West was a stuntman and an actor and a bodyguard for Elvis Presley and also a songwriter. And he wrote those lyrics. So what do you think of his premise? Why can't every day be like Christmas? We can be Christmas people all the time. The epistle reading that we had, the letter to the church people in Colossae, says that the followers of the way of Christ are most like Jesus when they are considerate and generous. Specifically in Colossians 3, we're asked to demonstrate compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, to bear one another, to forgive one another as the Lord has forgiven us, to love, to be in harmony. Our mindset is to be peaceful and thankful, and we should explain this way of life to others with gratitude for the opportunity and a song on our lips. And whatever we do, we should remember that it reflects on the name of the Lord Jesus, and our actions and our attitudes show thanks to God through the Father through him. So what happened around Christmas? It's only been a few days. You probably remember. Individually and collectively, not just on Christmas Day, but on the whole season of Advent, we were kind to the less fortunate. We were generous with our giving. We were patient with each other. We buried the hatchet, and we gathered with friends and family, even ones we love but don't always like. We forgave, or we ignored mistakes or careless actions or chronic tardiness. We tried to be peaceful, to sit and watch the lights, to contemplate the significance of God with us, and that a baby changes everything. We said please and thank you, and we appreciated the efforts of others, and we shared stories and traditions with little ones, and we enjoyed watching the young folk participate in our Christmas Eve worship. That certainly sounds like we were living as was described to the Colossians, living in the joy and the love of Christ of Christmas. We worshiped together. We had glorious multi-generational services, and we invited people to worship with us. And we were better together. As individuals, we couldn't have gathered tables full of food and gifts like the deacons organized to give to families here in Battle Creek. One of us could not have put together the beautiful, powerful worship that we celebrated on Christmas Eve. So why can't every day be like Christmas? Part of it is we don't always work together like we did during Advent. Dr. Amy Peeler is a professor of New Testament at Wheaton College, and she explained this both about the letter to Colossians and the holiday context. She said there are no singulars in this passage. Everything is directed to that y'all of the congregation. To live in a Christmas state of mind, peaceable and wise, is to live counterculturally. And you can't maintain that on your own for long. To carry the songs and hymns and odes of the season on into the bleakness of winter and then into the dog days of summer takes a critical mass, a body brought together by the Spirit from a variety of backgrounds that can teach and admonish one another to live giving thanks to God always. So maybe together we can be a Christmas-like Christian church all year round. It's harder to do on our own. But do we want Christmas every day? No, thank you. What would it be if we lived life every day like it was Christmas? If it included freely opening your wallet like many of us did? No, we can't afford to give or to shop like that every day. And we can't wrap a pile of presents every day. But we can, as this text says, wrap our lives in compassion and kindness every day. We can be Christmas people. All we need is for compassion and kindness to be our normal. But that's only possible with God's help. We can't cook and eat like it's Christmas every day. I sure shouldn't. And we can't skip our mundane duties to do everything grandly 12 months of the year like we pretty much did all of December. Interestingly, Philippians 4, you've heard that verse that says, rejoice always. But the next verse, in at least some translations, says, let your moderation be well known. So celebrate in moderation. Celebrate every day, but skip the excesses. Rejoice always. That's easier said than done. When I was trying to decide if I would want Christmas to be every day, a friend's Facebook post popped into my mind. A peer from seminary is glad every day isn't Christmas. She and her husband divorced this year, and her teen and tween spent the day with their dad, and she was lonely on Christmas, probably for the first time ever. Some people are lonely on Christmas every year, and that's sad. And it should make us sad every day when people don't feel loved or needed. We don't want it to be like Christmas if people are hurting. So we put on compassion and kindness. You know why else we don't want it to be Christmas every day? Because there's more to the gospel story than Christmas. There has to be that ordinary time, and then Lent and Easter and Pentecost. The story of Jesus' life and God's love we're asked to demonstrate to the world, it's incomplete without the rest of the story. We need to hear the rest of the story. Dr. Carlson explained it well on Christmas Eve, that the gift of God's Son, this gift for the shepherds, for the people of Bethlehem, for you and me, for all people, it's a gift that we did not earn or deserve. This gift, this Son, is not given because we deserve it. It's given to us out of grace, God's undeserved favor for those who have turned away. So to have more days like Christmas, and that just indicates living like Colossians 3. But if you read Colossians 3 in context, the verses before what we heard, catch that there are things to not do if you're a Christmas Christian. Basically, it says, shed your vices. It's going to be a new year. Time for resolutions. And it says especially that it's important to shed your vices and then clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. I'm not even sure what that means, to love everybody. But putting clothes on, now that I understand, when you put clothes on, you get to choose. and you make a conscious effort to make the correct choice for the day. I'm fairly certain nobody here has on just one piece of clothing. No, I don't see anybody in a tunic. The scripture says, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. So you layer your fabrics and you layer your spiritual clothes too. It says, above all, clothe yourself with love. Consider love as your outer garments, that you're never fully dressed without love. The Corinthian metaphor is, if I do not have love, I'm a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal, right? The Colossians metaphor is, without love, you're standing in your underwear. So if you're a Colossians, the metaphor was, put your clothes on. Do things out of love, not out of duty. Another thing that's a lot easier to say than to do. And this text, or verse 14 especially, ends by stressing that love binds everything together in perfect harmony. Different translations say that word in different ways. The NRSV uses the word harmony. Others say love is the basis for unity or completeness, that love joins things together as it should be. But harmony, Jodine, harmony, sweet concept, because it means that, like when a choir, there are different notes that blend well together. And that's how we hope to serve together. Not that we are all the same, but that we blend well together. We know this is a complicated, imperfect world, that mistakes happen, that we get things wrong. Loving someone who makes mistakes, including ourselves, leads to peace. And peace is the foundation of Christmas hopes and dreams. Howard Thurman was a clergyman, educator, and mentor to Martin Luther King Jr. And he wrote in a book called The Mood of Christmas these words: when the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, and to make music in the heart. Would you like every day to be like Christmas? Okay. And we'll join together. And we'll be Christmas people. I think it's Westlake. Would you like every day to be like Christmas? It means doing what the writer to the Colossians suggests. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks to God the Father through him. Let's make every day like Christmas. Amen.